Now will you notice, Saul disguised himself, and I'm reading verse 8, put on other raiment, he went and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest that Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice, and the woman spoke to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid. For what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up, and he's covered with a mantle. Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me, and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me that I shall do. Well, friends, it's obvious from this that God's not in this. God would not call him up to begin with, but Saul makes it clear God was no longer speaking to him at all. Now, in Scripture, we need to understand that only Christ ever communicated with the dead. You will recognize that he spoke, and he alone can speak to the dead. And this man, Saul, was abandoned of God. Heaven is silent, and so Saul turns to hell. Now, did Samuel appear to Saul? There have been several explanations that have been offered. There are those that dismiss this as a fraud, that the entire incident, that nothing was genuine. She was a ventriloquist. She could have put on all of this, but I think she was as frightened as Saul was at what happened. I think she was a fraud. Houdini, in his day, said he could duplicate 95% of so-called supernatural things that spiritualism said they could do and did do. And Houdini could duplicate it. Now, granted that 99.44% is fraud, what about the rest? I believe that what happened here is supernatural, but I don't think God had a thing to do with it. Now, there's been another explanation that has been forthcoming, and that explanation, of course, is that the very desire of loved ones to want to communicate with those that have gone before. Now, I think that explains Sir Oliver Lodge and Sir Conan Doyle. They both had sons, you know, that were lost in the war, and they wanted to see them. And I believe even these men were taken in by it. And a great many are taken in that way today because they want to see. And when you want to see something, it's not very difficult to make you see it. Kipling wrote a poem that I think is the answer to this. Listen to this. The road to Endor is easy to tread for mother or yearning wife. There it is sure we shall meet our dead as they were even in life. Earth has not dreamed of the blessing in store for desolate hearts on the road to Endor. Whispers shall comfort us out of the dark. Hands, ah, God, that we knew, visions and voices, look and hark, shall prove that our tale is true, and that those who have passed to the further shore may be hailed at a price on the road to Endor. Oh, the road to Endor is the oldest road and the craziest road of all. Straight it runs to the witch's abode, as it did in the days of Saul. And nothing has changed of the sorrow in store for such as go down to the road to Endor. And so that is another explanation. Now there are those that say that the witch actually brought Samuel from the dead. I say to you, that's not tenable. are consistent with the rest of Scripture. We read here, Samuel said to Saul, "Why hast thou disquieted me?" Saul answered, "I'm sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me." He wanted an answer, you see. And he said God was not answering him. And actually, this was a familiar spirit. The ventriloquist, I think she was a fraud, but she was controlled and mastered by a divining demon. And really, she gave no new news. If you notice here, nothing new was advanced at this time. He'd already been told that God had rejected him. And already in 1 Samuel 15:23, Samuel had said in his lifetime, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." Well, God's already told him that. This was nothing new. The thing is that when this spirit here says, "The Lord hath rent the kingdom out of thine hand and given it to thy neighbor, even to David," that's not new at all. That was already known. And you have no new word at all. And we're told here in 1 Chronicles 10, verse 13, it says, "So Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse." May I say to you, God condemned this thing that he did and gave that as one of the explanations. And if you go over to the book of Job, you find that another man there, he came up with something. He's one of the friends of Job. And he says, "Now a thing was secretly brought to me in mine ear, received a little thereof in thoughts from the vision of the night. When deep sleep falleth on men, fear came upon me in trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice." And what in the world do you think is going to be said when this man went through all of these gyrations and had this tremendous experience? What came out? "Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker?" Nothing new. The Spirit revealed nothing new. Fact of the matter is, what actually happened, I think, is this. An explanation that's helped by many able expositors of the word: God, not the witch, made Samuel appear. And, of course, they use verse 12, that actually it was God that did it. But I do not hold that. A false spirit appeared, and it was not Samuel. God no longer spoke to Saul. Worse still, Saul no longer spoke to God. And the dead cannot communicate with the living at all. And therefore, this was satanic from beginning to end, and nothing new was said at all.